Troubled Waters by Rosie Harris. Read by Cyril Jenkins. Screaming, Sarah Jenkins ran out into the rain-sodden night, clutching Mavanwi, her baby sister, to her chest. She was sure the flames were licking at her heels, and that at any moment they'd be stinging like the strap her dada used on her bare bum when he was in one of his sanctimonious moods and determined to drive out the devil that made her so wicked. The hem of her nightie was flapping against her ankles, her bare feet slipping on the greasy pavement. Behind her, a flame was curling through the bedroom window, like a bright orange flag, waving victoriously against the blackness of the night, branding itself on her memory. The child in her arms whimpered in protest against the damp night air, and she pulled the shawl it was wrapped in higher to protect the baby's face and to smother its noise. It was then that she thought of her mother and realised that she was still upstairs in bed and probably trapped by the acrid smoke that seemed to fill the entire house. A crowd was gathering, alerted by the pungent smell of the smoke that was billowing out into the night, yelling, "Mum! Our mum! Where are you?" Sarah turned back towards the house. As hands grabbed at her, she fought them off. Thrusting the baby at one of the women, she ran towards the smoke-filled building, repeatedly calling out to her mother. One of the men grabbed at her arm. "It's no good, Cariad. You can't go back in there. Think you were self damn lucky you got yourself and the babba out when you did." She turned on him angrily. A slip of a girl, still boy slim, her dark eyes saucer-wide with fear in her elfin face. "Leave go of my arm, Alan Pritchard. My mum's still in there," she gasped.
"It's too late to do anything now, my lovely. The whole of the upstairs seemed to be full of blinding smoke. All of you sleeping, were you?"
She shivered violently. "Dada's still at the pit." He patted her shoulder.
"Someone's gone to fetch him."
He pushed Sarah towards his wife, the plump motherly woman who had taken the baby from her.
"There's nothing more you can do here, so go along with Martha and she'll brew you some tea. You'll feel better after that, girl. You see if you don't."
"But Mum's still in there," Sarah protested, as Martha, holding the baby in one arm, placed a hand protectively along Sarah's thin shoulders. "She's asleep in bed, worn out, see?"
"Come along with me," Martha urged. "The fire brigade boys will fetch her out, so there's no need for you to worry. Look, they've got their ladders up to the window already, so it will only be a matter of a few minutes. Come on now, and my Alan will bring her along to our house the moment they've brought her down."
Sarah took a lingering glance back at her home, still wondering whether she should ignore all their warnings and try and find her mother herself. Downstairs looked almost normal, but grey smoke still billowed from the gaping holes where the bedroom windows had been before the firemen had broken the glass with their axes to try and gain entry. Sarah had been sitting in the wooden rocker in the living room, trying to pacify Mavanwi so that her mother could snatch an hour or so of sleep when she'd first smelt the smoke. For one moment, she thought it was coming into the house from outside and had something to do with the pit. She'd wondered if there'd been some sort of explosion. Her thoughts flew to her father, who was working the night shift. Then she'd noticed the wisp of grey smoke curling under the door, and she knew it was nothing to do with the pit, but was right here in her home. With Mavanwi still in her arms, she'd gone to investigate. The moment she'd opened the door, a blinding cloud of smoke had billowed into the room, making her cough and choke. When she'd found it impossible to get upstairs, she'd run out into the street screaming for help. Alan Pritchard from the house next door was first on the doorstep, followed by some of the other men who lived nearby. They'd wasted no time. They'd sent for the fire brigade, and one of the younger ones had made off at a run for the pit to fetch Ivor Jenkins. It was only when Sarah began whimpering about her mam still being in the house that any of them knew that Gwen Jenkins was inside. The firemen did their best. They put up ladders and tried to get in through the bedroom windows, but the smoke was so thick and so acrid that it choked them. There was no hope of rescuing Gwen.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?